warahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So continuing with our journaling of the Quran, today we're going to focus on Juz 10. And just as a recap, we're looking at the 30 ajza. The Quran was not revealed in Juz or ajza. This was just for the convenience of the reader to finish it in a month. It was revealed as ayat, which was 6,236 ayat. And then the Prophet put it together in Sur, or 114 Sur. We're focusing today on the 10th Juz, which is Surah Al-Anfal, the rest of what we've done up to Surah Al-Tawbah to Ayah 93. Journaling, as I've kept on saying, is there to be able to personalize the Quran so we can engage with it, to inspire ourselves, to connect to it. That's all it is. And then you can do as much or as little as you want. I've been suggesting that maybe when you listen to online lectures, or when, inshallah, the mosques and the imam baras are open, whenever you hear something, jot it down, write it down, and then come home, highlight it, or, you know, journal it in your Quran, and stick a post-it note with what you've learned, and you'll sort of build up a library of what's happened. Again, our entry requirements: wudu, to recite in Arabic, a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, la ilaha illallah, and the beautiful dua of the Prophet, wazam qalbi hifdha kitabika kama 'allamtani, make me commit my heart to your book as you have taught me. In other words, make me love you through your book, make me love your book. And as I was telling the children today, make me love the Prophet as Sayyida Khadija did. So Juz 10 is the shelf that you've got here. You can see there are two surah there. You've got Anfal and Tawbah, the rest of Anfal and the first 93 of Tawbah. And the knick-knack we've got here is 936, which talks about the four sacred months. Just a recap on Surah Al-Anfal, if you were to ask, what is Surah Al-Anfal about? Out of the many things in there, the most, if I can say, the most highlighted is the characteristics of true believers. And I'll go over them very quickly. So if you've got your building, and I'll show you my Quran so you can see my building. So that's my building that I've put there. But I would put these qualities at either the back of the building or somewhere in the on a post-it note in the front. So you know, and if you look at the building, by the way, it's on section 2 and section 8, which I mentioned yesterday. We've done the first few yesterday, but let me go over them again. So this is a tick box for ourselves. It's like to benchmark ourselves. Where do you and I stand? Number one, does my heart tremble when the name of Allah is mentioned? Does something happen to me? Is there a physical difference in me as well? Inside, do I feel all soft and lovely? You know, how do I feel when the verses of Quran are recited? Does it increase my faith when I learn them just now? What happens to me? Do I trust Allah? Does my day revolve around Salah? Do I know Fajr, Zohar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha? And do I stop everything to go and pray? Or don't I? Or do I only know it in Ramadan for Iftar? Do I spend out from what Allah has granted me in His way as much as possible? Do I migrate? Do I do Hijrah when things are difficult? So migration is not only physical, it's also a paradigm shift. It's the way we think. Am I thinking differently? Do I strive in His way? And do I protect and provide help to humanity? So this is basically what Surah Al-Anfal is about. And the surah, the Juz 10, starts off with Qums. So this is Ayah 41 of Surah Al-Anfal, and you can see it in my Quran. I've written 1/5 Qums at the side, and I've highlighted it in green. So let's go over it. Wa'alamu, no, annama, that indeed, ghanimtum. So whatever you gain, so ghanimtum can mean spoils of war, but it can also mean what you acquire. Min shay'in, from anything, fa'inna Allah, from it, khumusahu, 1/5 is for Allah, Wali Rasul, and for the Messenger, Wali Dil Qurba, Wali Yatama, Wal Masakin, Wabnis Sabil. So, Wali Dil Qurba, those who are near, Wali Yatama, the orphans, Wal Masakin, those in need, and Wabnis Sabil, the refugees. Now, I'm not going to go into the fiqh part of it. All that I think is relevant for us to write is to be able to write savings, to write annual. And the idea is to pick a date in the year. It could be your birthday, it could be the end of the year, it could be the beginning of the year, whatever date you want. Pick that year, make it your qums date, and then whatever savings you have, take 1/5 out. Now you can look at where it goes and how it goes. You can look through it with your fiqh masails. But Homs was introduced first. This is something interesting by Abdul Muttalib. He was the grandfather of the Prophet, and what he did was he sees this in a dream. When he rediscovers the well of Zamzam, he finds in it many valuable things. The treasures have been put in there. So he takes that out and he gives away 1/5 in the way of God. That's what he does. So one bit of Qums is also if you've got treasures that you have found. So buried treasure was part of this. There are 7 eligible items of Qums, and if you read your fiqh books, you will find them. The next ayah is quite scary. It's 850 to 52 up here. So let's go over it, right? So here now, Allah is talking about those who die, who are unjust. And he says, وَلَوْ تَرَى, if only you could see, الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, those, إِذْ يَتَوَفَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, when those who cover up the truth die. It's quite scary. He says, الْمَلَائِكَةُ, the angels, يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَعَدْبَارَهُمْ, they are striking their faces and their backs. وَذُوكُوا أَذَهَبَ الْحَرِيقِ, and telling them taste. So this is at the point of death. Because they were unjust to human beings. They were unjust to creation. You're unjust to creation by putting weights on their back, which is why the back is mentioned here. And you're unjust to creation because you make them feel small, their faces. And so Allah is saying this is what's going to happen to them. And he says, ذَلِكَ, this is because, بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ, this is because of what you did. This is how you behaved with my creation. وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ لَيْسَ بِذَلَّامٍ لِلْأَبِيدِ, Allah is never unjust to his aqd. So it's, you know, these scary ayat are good to look at, because we look at ourselves and see, have I put an extra burden on someone? Have I belittled someone? Have I made somebody feel small? And then he says, this continues to say, كَدَعْبِ آلِ فِرْعَوْنِ. Now, if I show you in my Quran so you can see, I've highlighted in a sort of grey, and I've put a death to the unjust, and I've put that if you could only see, because of what you sent before your hands. And then here I've written, كَدَعْبِ آلِ فِرْعَوْنِ. Now da'aba is to walk continuously. So Allah is saying, this is the continuous legacy of those like Fir'aun. So this is how they, and so when we look at history, it's to look at how Fir'aun behaved. And I should not behave like that. وَالَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ, and those before them. He says, كَفَرُوا بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ, they disbelieved in the signs of Allah. And so Allah took them on account of their faults. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَوِيٌّ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابِ, he is strong and he will recompense you for the evil you did. So these are strong ayat. Then we go to ayah 64. And in ayah 64, it's beautiful. All of you must know this. We did this when we did Surah Ali Imran. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّبِي, O Prophet, حَسْبُكَ اللَّهُ, Allah is enough for you. وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَكَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and is enough for those of the believers who follow you. And you can see I've put it there. حَسْبُكَ اللَّهُ, Allah is sufficient. And I've put Surah number 3, which we've done, Ayah 173. We did حَسْبِ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ, or حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. So you can put حَسْبِ اللَّهُ and you can write it here. Anytime you feel overcome, overwhelmed, to continually say حَسْبِ اللَّهُ, Allah is enough, Allah is enough, and He will be enough. It's amazing. The next ayah we're going to look at is Ayah 74. So you need to turn your pages. And this is the second last ayah. And this is the last bit of the qualities of the believers. Now we've already done it. So I'm just going to go over it so you can highlight it. We did it when we looked at the surah. When we looked at the building. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those who believe, وَحَاجَرُوا, who migrated, who did a paradigm shift, وَجَاهَدُوا, who strived, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in the way of Allah. وَالَّذِينَ, and those who are protected, وَنَصَرُوا, and helped, أُولَئِكَ هُمُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ حَقًّا, they are the true believers. Now what is for them? لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ وَرِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ, for them is forgiveness and رِزْقٌ كَرِيمٌ is a generous risk, generous sustenance. So you can see I've put it down there, I've highlighted it, and I've circled the ayat that I need to do. So this is the second part of the believers. Now we're going to go on to the next surah, which is Suratul Bara' or Suratul Tawbah. Now there's no Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim in here. Why? Okay, so the first thing that you think of when Suratul Bara'a is, besides the first ayah which we're going to look at, which is disassociation. Bara'a means to disassociate, to completely we're talking about it in a minute. But in general, if you think in your head, what is Bara about? It's about the hypocrisy exposed. If we look at the surah before it, Anfal, again, extra, it is the true characteristics of a believer. So let's look at these, and we'll probably see them as we go along the ayat, but I just want to make sure that we know them. As soon as we think of bara'a, we think about hypocrisy. Now, it's a matter of looking at oneself. The Prophet said that hypocrisy comes into you like a black ant on a black rock on a black night. One, they make excuses about jihad. One of the most preposterous excuses one of them made when they had to go for Tabuk. Now, the Battle of Tabuk, when that was fought, everybody had to register. Everybody had to come. It was like calling up everyone to come because they were going to face the Roman army. And there, some people made some crazy excuses. One of them said, I can't go to Tabuk. Why? The Prophet said, can't you go to Tabuk? He said, because I have heard that in a village near Tabuk, there are very many beautiful girls. And if I go to Tabuk, and on the way, I might get enticed by these girls, so I may commit haram, so I don't want to go. So they cause dissension. Divide and rule is how they work. They get sad when good comes to those who believe, and they're happy when those who believe have got hardship. They try to buy their way out. They approach Salah with laziness. They give charity reluctantly. If they are not given the same thing as those who are in need, they say it's unfair. They cause pain to the Prophet. They fear a chapter will be revealed about them. They encourage wrong and they forbid good. When they promise, they make false promises and oaths. They're very stingy and they make fun of the believers. So it's a good thing to keep this in check and to know it. So let's look at the first ayah. And this is Bara'a. This surah is also known as Surah At-Tawbah. So let's see what he says here. So he says, Bara'atum min Allahi wa Rasulihi. This is a declaration of disassociation by Allah and His Messenger. Ila alladhina, towards those, ahadtum min al-mushrikeen, towards those which you had made an agreement. Now, these agreements were made, but they broke their agreements. They broke those. Bara'a, in essence, means to get rid of a sickness. When you want to get rid of something awful in your life, to get rid of a, I'd like to quote my friend here, but anyway, to get rid of a sickness, you call it bara'a. That's what you call it. You want to get rid of it. So this was declared in public. This is an announcement. We are getting rid of this towards those who covered up the truth, towards those who their political and their military conduct towards the Prophet was just despicable. So this is like making a formal announcement. That's it. That's why there's no Bismillah here. So let's have a look. You can see I've put bara'a, I've highlighted it. I've put to get rid of a sickness. It's an open announcement. And it's an announcement of distancing themselves for them. Now they had options. Either become a Muslim, prepare to fight, or move away. That was literally the only options they had. Because the softly approach was not working. They were done with it. That's it. No more. By the way, in your Quran, you can highlight this. You've probably seen it. Ayah number 4, Inna Allaha yuhibbul. Can you see that? Yuhibbul muttaqeen. Please put red there, put a red heart and highlight it. So now you know, by the way, the second ayah says, those with you had open-ended agreements. That means there was no time limit on them. We'll give them 4 months to sort themselves out. Very, very harsh thing. Okay, the next ayah we're going to look at is ayah 11. So if you turn to ayah 11. Now you can imagine, this is a dissociation with all those who had opposed the Prophet, who hurt the Prophet, who broke agreements. Oh my goodness, they covered up the truth. Yet, look what Allah says in ayah 11. فَإِن تَابُوا. But if they do tawbah, وَأَكَامُوا الصَّلَاةِ, and you see them establishing salah, وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةِ, and they give zakah, then immediately, فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ, they are your brothers in iman. وَنُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ, and we have made it very clear. We've made this clear, this sign to a people who understand, who know. Now, even after all that, the door of communication is open. So I've put it there. I've drawn a door there, and I've put door of Tawbah open. It's still open. Regardless of what they did, if they were able to do Tawbah, the door is still open. Now let's look at ayah 23 and 24. Okay, quite harsh ayats. So Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, La tattakhidhu aba'akum, وإخوانكم أولياء. Don't take your brothers or your fathers as awliya. إن استحبوا الكفر على الإيمان. If they prefer covering the truth to إيمان. So look at that. Can you see that? If they prefer it. So I put يا أيها الذين آمنوا in green. And then said, if they love covering up the truth over iman, you will not take them as protective friends. You will still keep family ties despite their beliefs, but you won't take them as protective friends. And we've been talking about friends a lot in what we've been doing. And then he says, وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. If you turn away from this, if you turn away from this, then you are unjust. So this is talking about your own family. He's saying you will not take them as awliya. You will not be inclined towards them. Next ayah. He says, let's go back, by the way. Hold on 1 minute. Let's go back to this. Go to your Quran and go to the next ayah. That's ayah 24 and see what he says. He says, قل إن كان آباؤكم وأبناؤكم وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم. If your father and your sons and your brothers or your siblings and your friends, when I wouldn't call it friends, I'll probably call your partners and your partners, وعشيرتكم and your family, وأموال نفترفتموها, and if you find that there is a lack of trade because what the jaratun, you know, your wealth, and there's in your wealth there, in your trade there is a problem because you are believing now, takhshawna kasadaha wa masakina tardawnaha ahabba ilaykum min Allahi wa rasulihi, and you fear that the homes that you like, and if all that is more dearer to you than Allah and His Messenger, my goodness, this is really strong, وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ, and it's stronger than you fighting in the way of Allah or striving in the way of Allah, then he says, فَتَرَبَّسُوا, and it's a strong thing, فَتَرَبَّسُوا, my goodness, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِ. So he's saying, how am I going to put this? He says, if that is, wait then, in other words, if you make it more paramount, then fatarabbasu means you will come to a time when Allah will bring His command, and Allah does not guide a people who are fasik, who cross the line, who are treacherous, who are transgressors. It's pretty strong. It's really, really strong. It refers to the Makkans, who even after all this time were opposed to the Muslims. But we've got to look at ourselves, within ourselves, and see how we are. You can imagine Ali Akbar on the plains of Ashura. I just need you to look at this eye and think about him. On one side, he sees his mother's family. And on one side, he has his father's family. Remember, Layla was Shimra's sister. Right? So you can imagine, this is the eye that comes to mind. And he does not at all go towards them because they preferred go towards iman. Okay, the next ayah we're going to look at is ayah 33. So I'll bring it nearer to you. There you go. وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى. It is He who sent His Messenger with guidance. وَدِينِ الْحَقِّ, and the true religion. And we read this in Iftitah. لِيُظْهِرَهُ عَلَى الدِّينِ كُلِّهِ. That's why I picked it. So that it will prevail over all religions, وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Even those who do shirk, even though they do not like it, that's what's going to happen. So if you look at ayah 33, I've highlighted it and I've put His religion will prevail. Okay. Now the next one is where you had the knick-knack, which is 936. And that's quite simple. Inna iddatha shuhuri inda Allahi ithna ashar, the number of months with Allah is 12. Fi kitabillah, that is in His book, it is ordained by Him. Yawma khalaqa samawati wal ardh, from the time He created the heavens and the earth. Minha arba'atun hurum, that's why you see four in red. Four of those are sacred. He says that in the Quran. Dhalika dinul qayyim, that is the right way, or that is the right path. So you can see I've highlighted Ithna Ashar, I've put Arba'a Tahorum, 12 months, 4 are sacred, 12 over 4. Please write down here Dhul Qa'dah, Dhul Hijjah, Muharram, and Rajab, and you will never forget. And these were months when even the Jahil Arabs would not fight, right? They were not supposed to. And Allah calls them sacred here as well. So the next ayah we're going to look at is ayah 38. Now he says, this is an ayah which was about Tabuk, but I only would like you to highlight one bit in it. But in any case, I will just talk about Tabuk a little bit. So people made excuses to go to Tabuk, just as I mentioned, loads and loads of excuses. Some of the excuses they came up with were like, there were reasons like it's a long journey, it's really hot, it's summer, the army of the Roman army is really big, and then there were the ridiculous excuses that I told you about. And Allah asks here very quickly, he asks, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, ma lakum, what is wrong with you? Idha qila lakum infiru fi sabilillahi, when you are told, what is wrong with you? When you are told to go in the way of Allah, you know what you do? Faqaltum ila al-ardh, you plant yourself, your earth, your feet on the earth. Now this is the question that I'd like you to highlight. And if you look, I've highlighted here in brown, like that. Okay? You could write Tabuk was 300 miles away, you could put 3,000 had gathered, you could put call for jihad for Tabuk, but in essence this is what you need to highlight. And it's a question you need to ask ourselves again and again and again. Araditum bil hayati dunya min al-akhirah. It's a rhetorical question. Araditum, you've got it down there, right? Do you like, or are you preferring, bil hayati dunya min al-akhirah? Do you prefer the life of the world instead of the akhirah? Fama mata'ul hata hayatu dunya fil akhirah illa qalil. But if you looked and compared the akhirah to the dunya, my goodness, it is so little. That is this is temporary, that is permanent. So to continually think of that in our heads, that whatever we do needs to be dunya and akhirah. So that's the balance that we need to find. Can you conceive? Just down there. You could probably highlight the whole thing up to fil akhirati illa qalil, so you will be able to see it. Right, the next one. This one is about the Prophet in the cave of Thor with Abu Bakr, right? So maybe we should look at the bit where Allah is talking about them in the cave. First of all, he says, illa tansuruhu faqad nasarullah. If you don't help him, Allah will help him. Idha akhrajahu alladhina kafaru, when those who covered up the truth expelled him. Thaniyathnaini idhuma fil ghar, so the second of the two, when they were both in the ghar in the cave. Idh yaqulu li sahibihi, so the Prophet is telling his companion, now Abu Bakr was with him, la tahzan, don't be sad. He was scared. And the Prophet telling him, don't be scared. Inna Allaha ma'ana, Allah is with us. فَأَنزَلَ اللَّهُ سَكِينَةَ عَلَيْهِ, and Allah sends down tranquility upon him. وَعَيَّدْهُ بِجُنُودٍ لَمْ تَرَوْهَا, and he sends him an army that you don't see. وَجَعَلَ كَلِمَةَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا السُّفْلَى, and he made the words of those who disbelieved really low. وَكَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ أُلْيَا, and the words of Allah were high. وَاللَّهُ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. So you all know the story. And here we go. Let me take that off. I've drawn a cave there. I've put Ghar as the cave there. And you had the Prophet there. I've written this. I love this, by the way. As a child, this was a story I absolutely loved about the cave of Thor. Remember, the Prophet was there with Abu Bakr. They stayed there 3 days and three nights. And you remember the spider. So they had the Makkans had some brilliant people, scouts, who could find out where people were. Follow the footsteps up to the cave, and they see a spider's web. They see a tree, and they see the nest of wild pigeons, and there's eggs there, and it's undisturbed, and they walk away. That is where Allah's army is, this little army. Now, as a child, I'm going to tell you the story. So this spider is looking at the Prophet there, and he's thinking, oh my goodness, the scout is coming near. And he says, Ya Allah, can I do what I want to do? And Allah says, yep. He makes this web, Jibreel says, Ya Allah, I want to protect the Prophet. And Allah says, go ahead. And when he goes down, the spices says, go away. And Jibreel says, look, I am big. I can do a better job. My wings, I can protect. And the spider said, I can do a better job. Because I have built this web by saying, Nadi Aliyan. I have sought the help of Allah through Imam Ali. It's absolutely phenomenal. That's how I learned Nadi Aliyan. So whenever you see this ayah, 940, oh my goodness, think of all these things. The spider's web, the pigeons, and that was Allah's army. And in some cases, we're told the tree. Now we're going to look at 950-51. Now again, these are all, this is where hypocrisy is exposed. So all I'm trying to do is make you highlight them so we can see them. It's quite, you've talked about them already, so we don't have to worry about them too much. But let me have a look in my Quran. You can see I've highlighted 49, 50, 51. And in 49 is where he said that it was the women that were distracting him. So let's go back to 50. In tusibka hasanatan, if good befalls you, the suhum, they get really upset. Wa in tusibka musiba, but if you are confronted with a musiba, musiba is something that targets you, that literally targets, it's like your Achilles heel, it targets exactly where it hurts. So when that happens, when hardship afflicts you, yaqulu, they say, قَدْ أَكَذْنَا أَمْرَنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ وَيَتَوَلَّوا وَهُمْ فَرِهُونَ. Oh, we're so glad that we weren't with you and we took care of ourselves. And they turn back and they're happy. فَرِهُونَ. Furaha in Swahili. They're really happy. And Allah says, قُلْ لَيْ. Tell them. قُلْ. Say. لَنْ يُسِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا هُوَ. Nothing afflicts us except what Allah has ordained for us. Huwa Mawlana, he is the one who we turn towards. He is our protector. Wa ala Allahi falyatawakkalil mu'minun. And on him do the mu'mineen rely. And that's ayah 51. So you can see, I've highlighted that in green. I've written down here, trust in Allah. And down there I put musiba as targeted. And I've written Achilles heel over there so we know. So they have so much certainty, even uncertain, or even certainty, even when there's a calamity, they know it's in their favor. And I put down there, say the Zainab, because she said, Ma ra'aytu illa jamila. I saw nothing but beauty. So let's look at the next one. Again, this is, every time you see this, it's hypocrisy, because they cover their true selves. So now it's ayah 54. Wa ma mana'ahum an tuqbala minhum tafaqatuhum illa annahum kafaru billahi wa bi rasulihi wa la ya'tuna as-salata illa wa hum kusala. When they come to salah, they are sluggish. وَلَا يُنْفِكُونَ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كَارِهُونَ. And they don't give sadaqah, they don't give charity unless they are reluctant. They give it very, very reluctantly. So you can see that I've highlighted it here and I put sluggish in salah and reluctant to give charity, and I've highlighted it over there. Again, these are benchmarks for ourselves, basically. And then you have in the middle ayah 60. Can you imagine? We're talking about hypocrisy and suddenly he talks about sadaqah and the distribution of sadaqah. In other words, he's saying when you give of what you've worked hard for, you get rid of hypocrisy when you give in the way of Allah. And he says, innama sadaqah, sadaqah is for, and there are 8 different things. For the poor, the needy, the officials that are appointed over them, those whose hearts need reconciliation, freeing captives, those in debt, for his cause and refugees. So it's lil fuqara, which you all know, the poor, masakin, the needy, wal amilina alayha, the officials who work for this, wal mu'allafata qulubahum, for to make sure that people get together, to put hearts together, wa fir riqab, to free those who are in prison, wal gharimina, and then those who are in debt, wa fi sabilillah wa ibn as-sabil, and those who are in those who are refugees. Faridatan min Allah. This is a farida. It's a wajibat from Allah. Allahu alimun hakim. Allah is knowing and wise. So one of the cures for hypocrisy is to be able to give out of what I worked hard for. So you can see ayah 60 up here. I've put sadaqah and I've put distribution of sadaqat and I've labeled all of them. Right, next one. 67. Let's have a look at that. Again, it talks about munafiqin. Al-munafiquna wal-munafiqat. The hypocritical men and the hypocritical women. Ba'aduhum min ba'adin. They're alike. Ya'amuruna. What do they do? Ya'amuruna bil-munkar. They enjoin the wrong, opposite to what the Prophet did. Wa yanhauna anil ma'aruf. They forbid the good. Exactly what the Prophet said, they said no to. So they refuse people to strive in the way of Allah. Wa yakbiduna aydiyahum. And they hold their hands. In fact, that means they're stingy. Nasullaha fa nasiyahum. Innal munafiqina humul fasiqun. They've left Allah, so Allah has left them. And they are fasiqs. They cross the line. So exactly what we said in the beginning when we did the building, that I've just elaborated on it so you can highlight it. So if you look at Ayah 67 down here, I have highlighted it and I've put, see, it's in Medina that they would, ma'aruf is what the Quran and the Prophet enjoined and they refused it. Munkar, it was the Quran and the Prophet refused and they encouraged it. Next Ayah is 74. Again, this is hypocrisy, right? So what do? يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ مَا قَالُوا. They swear by Allah that they don't see it. That means they lie. They lie a lot. وَلَكَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْكُفْرِ وَكَفَرُوا بَعْضَ إِسْلَامِهِمْ. And they did speak. They did say, they did cover up the truth. After they said they believed. So this is talking about hypocrites who said they believed, but they turned back. So if you look at my Quran, that's what I've highlighted, just up there. They deny and they lie. Absolutely deny and lie. So that's all I've highlighted in Ayah 74. Okay. 75 and 76. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ أَحَدَ اللَّهُ لَيْنْ أَعْتَانَ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ لَنَصَّدَّقَنَّ وَنَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الصَّالِحِينَ. So they made a promise with Allah and they said, you know what? If you give us out of your grace, if you grant us what we want, we will give sadaqah and we will be good. فَلَمَّا أَعْتَاهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. But the moment he gives them, بَخِلُوا بِهِ. They're stingy. وَتَوَلَّوْا. They turn back. وَهُمْ مُعْرِضِينَ. And they withdraw. This is what they do. So again, go back to my Quran. I've highlighted those because they're important bits. And I've put hypocrisy all the way down, you can see here. Because this surah is about exposing hypocrisy. And finally, 79. الَّذِينَ يَلْمِزُونَ الْمُطَوِّعِينَ. They taunt مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They make fun of those who are mu'mineen. فِي الصَّدَقَاتِ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. So they taunt them. And when they are, how shall I put this? They taunt them because they say, well, you're not as wealthy as us. You don't have as much as we do. And you give so little. And Allah says He will pay them back. They're making fun of them. And they will have a painful punishment. Back here. You can see down here. I've highlighted it in brown. Okay. So they make fun of them. And they say, you're not giving enough. You don't earn enough. You don't have a lot. Make fun of what they have. So the rich made fun of the poor, basically. And that, in essence, takes us down to the last ayah that we're highlighting or we're journaling in this. So tomorrow, inshallah, we will look at Juz 11.